Chase Ensie picks up the foul just 24 seconds into this game. At the line for two is Huizenga. Missing the first is Huizenga. Huizenga hits the second. He goes one of two. Quite the turnaround for Strasburg Zeeland. Average, below average year last year. They've turned it around, and now they're just one win away from headed to the state tournament, and they go up 1-0 with 7:28 to go in this opening quarter, but the lead does not last for long. Chase Ensie got the inside positioning and hits the layup off the window, and Edgley Cullen Montpelier leads 2-1. 7:15 to go. Up top, Huizenga to Hake. Hake back to Wagner, down the lane with the left hand, scores. Jake Wagner hits the two. It's now 3-2, Strasburg Zeeland. Coming up on 1 minute into this first quarter. EKM with the ball, Jace Hansen, now Cale Mather, now Chase Ensie. Into the left corner, it's caught by Hansen. Hansen scoping things out, he'll get it up top for Madke. Right side, it's Alex Huber catching it. Huber lobs one into the corner, catching, shooting. Hansen, three, no good, in and out. And the rebound goes to Strasburg Zeeland, Max Vandervoorst. Vandervoorst lost it, but gets it back along that sideline. Wagner drives, nice find out Kramer. He'll keep the ball, dribble to the elbow, shot up, off the mark badly, no good. Mather in the rebound for Edgley. Dalton Madke brings it up for the Rebels. Madke to Mather, to Huber. Huber down the baseline. Huber scores with a foul. Grant Wagner going to pick up the personal foul with 6:18 to go in the first quarter. Edgley back on top, and Alex Huber will look to make it a two-point lead. Free throw coming up. And he does. Huber, EKM's leading scorer. He gets 3 points on that possession. It's now 5-3, Rebels on top, 6:10 to play. Huizenga drifting along the three-point line now. Cuts it to the elbow. Fires one out to Kramer, who fires up a three and connects. Matt Kramer knocks down a three, and Strasburg Zeeland back on top, 6-5. Into the near side corner. Cale Mather lobs it in the post. It's knocked out of bounds. It stays with Edgley Cullum, Montpelier. Inbounding on the baseline. That'll be Jace Hansen. Hansen gets it into the corner for Madke. Right back to Hansen. Hansen with the left hand. It's good. Jace Hansen scores to make it 7-6. Edgley, 5:45 to go, first quarter. Kramer walks it up for Strasburg Zeeland. Back and forth. What is that, already our third lead change of this first quarter? We have 5:30 to play. Wide open underneath. Somebody forgot about Vandervoorst, and he lays one in off the window. And it's another lead change. Strasburg Zeeland on top, 8-7. Madke to the corner for Huber. Huber hands off for Mather, moving to his right. Stops, pops, three, no good. Falls off the front of the rim. Hunter Hake, the rebound for Strasburg Zeeland. Jordan Huizenga into the front court, fires onto the left wing, caught by Jake Wagner. Wagner gets his defender to leave his feet. He'll dribble down the lane through contact, does not hit the layup. Boy, it sat on top of the back of the rim and falls off. Jace Hansen the other way. Hansen into the corner, Mather. Cale Mather. Mather goes through contact, hits the shot off the side of the backboard, no good. That was a bit of a force from Mather. Look out, that's a backcourt violation. Max Vandervoorst got trapped right as he crossed the half-court line along the scorer's table, and he was trying to pass it, but he saw everybody else was behind him. He had nowhere else to go, so he just tried to throw it as close as he could to the timeline and wait for somebody to catch up, but that'll be a turnover. 4:42 to go. Cale Mather with the ball on the elbow. Dishes it to Huber. Right side now for Madke. 4:35 to go. Edgley looking for the lead. Inside to Huber. Huber through contact again. Lays one off the window for two. Alex Huber, another lead change. What are we at now? Is that five or six? God, I'm already losing track. What a game we got going. What a start to this game. 4:20 to go. Edgley Cullen Montpelier up by one over Strasburg Zeeland. Inside the arc, pulling for two. Vandervoorst missed badly. Matt Kramer keeps it alive. Gets it to Jake Wagner, and through contact, Wagner leaning to his right. Hits one off the window. It's 10-9. Strasburg back on top. Another lead. We are just alternating shots back and forth. Mathern down the baseline. Mathern underneath the basket. What did I just say? We're alternating leads now, too. It's 11-10 as Mathern scores his first of the night. 11-10, Edgley on top, 3:46 to go in the opening quarter. Between the circles, it's Izenga. Drives, leaves his feet, passes to Wagner. 20 seconds to shoot. Wagner up top. This should be a fun matchup between he and Huber. Out to Kramer. Kramer drives. Offensive foul. Got called with extending that left arm. That'll be a charge taken by Cale Mathern. And the ball back to Edgley Cullen Montpelier. 3:32 to go in the first quarter. Rebels lead by one. Timeout taken. That's a media timeout. We'll take one as well. Rebels up one. Not a good one brewing so far early on from the Region 3 Boys Basketball Championship game.
Fuel your day with a stop at one of North Dakota's nicest rest stops, the Coffee Cup Fuel Stop. They're open 24/7, even on holidays. And this nice, clean store boasts a Caribou Coffee Shop, Subway, Pizza Hut Express, and their own fresh, hot, and cold deli. There's even a nice gift shop. And don't worry, the restrooms are nice and clean. Did we mention the convenience of 16 gas and 7 diesel pumps? Truly a nice stop. Right off of I-94 in Steele. Shout out to the Kidder County Wolves. We're rooting for you.
Do you want more efficiency and a smoother running cattle operation? You need a silencer hydraulic squeeze chute from M&M Egg Sales of Tappan. Their patented equal and low pressure head doors hold a 350 to 2500 pound animal, and the noise reduction system with quiet hydraulic pump ensures a significantly reduced noise level. They have stationary and portable models available. Call M&M Egg Sales and ask Wayne how he can help your operation. Visit mmeggsales.com to learn more and call Wayne today.
Eleven-10, Edgley Cullen Montpelier the lead, and with the ball coming off this media timeout. Dalton Madke has it up top. Madke gets it to his left for Jace Hansen. Up top, Huber for three. Got it. Alex Huber, he definitely can hit those shots. Not typically his first choice, but when he's that open, he takes it, knocks it down. Huber now with eight, and Edgley Cullen leads 14-10. Missing off the right wing three. That was Mac Kramer, and the rebound to Edgley. 4-point lead is the biggest of this first quarter. Mather nearly turns it over, gets it to Madke though. Madke swings left for Jace Hansen. Hansen off the dribble, three, no good, too strong. Rebound to Izenga. Jake Wagner running with it into the front court. Wagner all the way in. Wagner floats one in, no good. Huber the rebound. And Huber though, all that back foot stepped on the baseline. He's out of bounds. Ball stays with Strasburg Zeeland. 2:40 on the clock, 14-10, Edgley the lead on the scoreboard. Inbounding right baseline is Matt Kramer. Kramer, 5 seconds, he did not get it in. Boy, and there was not a whole lot of movement to help Kramer either. And that'll be a turnover, so Edgley gets it back. Cale Mathern into the front court. Mathern picks up the dribble, and he'll get it to Hansen up top. To the elbow for Jorgen Paulson as he checks into the game. Paulson had a great semifinal. Hansen a three dead on. No, missed it short. Jake Wagner into the front court. Hits the three-point line. Bounces to Matt Kramer. Kramer inside the arc now. He'll hand it into the corner for Jess Rorick. Rorick the first sub in for the Strasburg Zeeland Clippers. 2:05 to play. Edgley up by four. Strasburg with the ball. Izenga. Right side, scanning things over, dribbles to the left elbow, pull-up jumper, and he gets a friendly roll. Izenga went over Alex Huber. Huber was just maybe a tad late on that close, but I mean, all things considered, that wasn't a bad defensive play from Huber, just a better shot, and it's now 14-12, Edgley. Missing off the jumper is Madke, rebound again to Izenga, lobs it forward, caught by Rorick. Rorick, one on two, and Rorick called for a charge. And really it was two on one. Two on one in favor of Strasburg Zeeland. Charge was taken, hard collision too, as that was Dalton Madke. It looks like he's holding that right elbow. He may have come down awkwardly on that arm, and he'll sub out, as will Alex Huber. So another turnover, 14-12, Edgley Cullen Montpelier the lead. 1:31 to go. Mathern backing his way to the half court line. Cale Mathern into the front court now. It's number 11 versus 11. Mathern versus Rorick. Now ball comes into the near side corner. That is Hansen. Onto the right wing for Paxton Mathern. Adam Nitschke also in the game with the ball. Hands off Hansen. Hansen fires at the corner. Paxton Mathern, three, no good. Rebound to Wagner and Strasburg-Zeeland. 1:05 to play. Edgley leads by two. Wagner at the free throw line. Dribbled it off his shin. Gets it back, though, and he'll pass it up top for Kramer. Izenga now on the right wing. 20 to shoot, 55 to go in this first quarter. Jess Rorick up top. Hands off for Kramer. Kramer pats the top of his head. He's calling for some motion, not getting a whole lot though. 10 to shoot. Kramer off the right side of the lane, drives, draws a foul. We'll see if they got it before or in the shot process. Looks like they got it during a shooting motion, so they will get Kramer to the free throw line. And they get Paxton Mathern on the personal foul. 43 and a half seconds left. First free throw off the mark for Kramer, no good. Josh Lowinger checks in for Strasburg-Zeeland. Alex Huber checks in for Edgley Cullen Montpelier. At the line, hitting the second was Kramer. He goes 1 of 2. And it's now 14 to 13. Edgley Cullen Montpelier with a 40-second lead. Oh, Mathern almost could have got called for a travel there. The fans in purple and gold certainly thought so. As Nitschke bounces into Huber. Huber to the baseline. Quick pass out. And we're going to get a travel. Yes, sir. The whistle was in front of the Edgley student section, which is right in front of me. So the ref kind of disappeared. I assumed it was a travel, and that's what they get. 28 seconds to go. Edgley 14, Strasburg 13. The Clippers can hold for the final shot and try and take a lead into the second quarter. Catching left side is Rorick. Now Kramer. Now to the right side, Vandervoorst. He nearly throws it away. Who'd it go off of? It went off of Rorick. So it will be a turnover. So now Edgley takes over with 13 seconds to go. Inbound to Paxton Mathern. Mathern into the front court. Mathern comes right with Mathern. To Cale Mathern. 3 seconds to go. Cale up top. Gotta go. Cale heaves one and nearly hit it with a hand in his face, but it falls off no good, and the first quarter comes to an end. Edgley Cullen Montpelier 14, Strasburg-Zeeland 13. We've got a good region championship brewing thus far. We're sending it to break. Quarter number two coming up on Thunder Country 98.3 and on KDDR The Tornado.
At Valley City State University, we do education a little differently. What's so different? It's in our passion for innovation and our instinct to stay a few steps ahead of our changing culture. We might be small, but we're huge on potential. At VCSU, tradition and innovation coexist. We're good people are making a difference. People just like you. VCSU, difference makers. Visit today.
Hey, did you hear that? If you missed a play, you're sure to find the story in your local paper. Pick up a copy of the Lemoore Chronicle, Litchfield Bulletin, or the Cullen Messenger for all the stats, team scores, pictures, and local stories, along with city and county meetings, personal interest stories, and classifieds. Get your local paper for the features you want and the local news you need. They also offer a full-service print shop. Almost anything that goes on paper, they can print it. Call Lemoore Printing at 883-5393.
A 1-point Edgley Cullen Montpelier lead headed to quarter number two. I was selling that first quarter short. We had 9 lead changes. Quite the first quarter. Can't ask for much more. We resume play. Ace Sauerwein with you from the Jamestown Civic Center. Edgley with the ball. Right side, it's Hansen. Off a screen. Seals off the defender. Fires out Jorgen Paulson. A three. Missed off the back rim. It caroms off the rim again. That leads to an Adam Nitschke rebound. Put back, no good. Stripped away by Paulson. Paulson blocked by Huizenga, but Jace Hansen gets back and he'll retreat and reset. Now Hansen has it stolen. Vandervoorst the steal. The length of the floor. Left-handed scoop, no good. A great contest by Jace Hansen to avoid a foul. Boy, what a start to this quarter. You didn't think we could upstage that first quarter. Right wing three, missed by Hansen. Long rebound, bodies collide. Whistle going against Strasburg-Zeeland's Jordan Huizenga. It's gonna be the team's fourth foul, coming with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Inbounding right baseline is going to be Hansen. Hansen throws one up top for Mather. Now to the left side for Paulson. Into the corner, Adam Nitschke. Nitschke dribbling inside the arc. Now Huber, now right side Hansen. They're giving him a lot of room, but he'll wait for the defense to collapse. He drives. Nice find to Paulson. He caught it off a tip. And Paulson in the air hits one off the window for two. Edgley leads 16-13, 6:54 to go first half. Matt Kramer giving some room a couple steps off the three-point line. He will not take it. He'll drive and get it to Huizenga. Again, it sounds like it is a very Edgley heavy Jamestown Civic Center with the Rebel student section right in front of me, but I can assure you it's pretty close to even on both sides. Wagner in the post. Wagner looking for a shot. He got one off. Wasn't a great one as Huber with a great contest forces a miss. 6:25 to go. Edgley up by three. Largest lead of that first quarter was four. In the quarter, corner, Nitschke. Nitschke going to pop for three and drill it. A lot of the times you're not going to say that's your favorite shot if you're a coach. Huizenga drives in. Count it with a foul as a blocking foul charged against Nitschke. Well, so a three from Nitschke. Tried to draw a charge on the other end. It's a foul instead, and now Huizenga to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. At the line, Huizenga makes it. Huizenga's got six, and Strasburg-Zeeland trails by three. 19-16 our score. 6:02 to go inside the arc. Paxton Mathern throws into the block, and a foul called on the entry pass. It may have got Jake Wagner there. Let's see. They did. So that's Wagner's second. 5:59 to go in quarter number two. Got to be careful if you're Wagner now. If you pick up a third one, might be sitting the rest of this half. Huber stripped to the ball underneath the basket. Out of bounds. It stays with Edgley with 29 to shoot. Max Vandervoorst checks back in for the Strasburg-Zeeland Clippers. Inbounding left baseline is going to be Vandervoorst. Or excuse me, Hansen. Nice find in, Jorgen Paulson off the window. Paulson had a terrific semifinals. I think he hit his first seven shots, finished 8 of 9. A tremendous performance off the bench. He's had a really good tournament in both games. 21-16, Edgley calling Montpelier to lead. Pass threaded to the baseline. Hake up with the right hand, it's good. Floater from Hunter Hake, that's his first points of the game after scoring 21 in the win on Tuesday. It's 21-18, Edgley Cullen Montpelier with the lead here in the Region 3 Championship. Driving, Paulson leaning in, missing the runner, no good. Vandervoorst pulls down the board. 5:13 to go, Vandervoorst dribbles, passes into the corner for Kramer. Kramer throws it away. Huber taps it to Paulson. Two on two. Paulson gets it to Huber. Huber now nice find to a trailing Paulson who misses. Put back is good though for Jace Hansen. 23-18. Edgley Cullen Montpelier the lead. 4:52 to go. Biggest lead now at five. Huizenga dribbles in. Pull up jumpers. He hangs. Gets a roll as it rattles around and drops through. Boy, Huizenga, that guy, he can hang in the air and knocks down the 13-foot jumper. Nitschke backing his way in. Nitschke back out Huber now. Paxton Mathern in the left wing. Off the screen. Pick and pop. Caught by Paulson. Now to Nitschke. Now to Huber. Now to the corner for Hansen. Hansen uses a screen. Goes across the lane and hits the left-handed layup. 25-20. Edgley Cullen Montpelier the lead. 4:13 to play in the opening half. Huizenga to the baseline. Caught by Rorick. Extra pass. Kramer. Corner three. He got it. Matt Kramer, corner three. Cut the deficit to two for the Strasburg-Zeeland Clippers. 25-23 our score over halfway through the second quarter. Nitschke on the right wing. Nitschke to the line. Now to Huber. Now into the corner for Paxton Mathern. Mathern loses the ball. Gets it back. Now Jorgen Paulson up top. Paulson on the near side for Nitschke, 14 to shoot. Into the corner for Hansen. Hansen skips one to the left corner across the court. Paxton Mathern drains the three. Third three of the half for the Edgley-Cullum Montpelier Rebels, and they're back up by 5, 28-23. 3:18 to go. Catching baseline in the air. The pass goes underneath to Hake, who is fouled, and Hunter Hake heads to the line. You know, really, it's been an offensive showing for both these teams, but not for a lack of defense. Just been a competitive game across the board so far. Hunter Hake hits the first free throw. Chase Ensie back into the game for Edgley-Cullum Montpelier, as is Cale Mathern. As Hunter Hake goes 2 of 2 at the line, media timeout. 28-25, Edgley-Cullum Montpelier the lead. We'll send it to break. You're listening to the Region 3 Boys Basketball Tournament Championship on Thunder Country 98.3 and on KDDR, the Tornado.
Shopping local starts with keeping your money in your own backyard. Becoming a member of Dakota Plains Credit Union is the starting point of shopping local. From your dream car to your dream home, Dakota Plains Credit Union can help. Did you know Dakota Plains Credit Union now offers home equity lines of credit? Are you in need of an ag or commercial loan? Dakota Plains Credit Union can help with that too. Join us and reap the benefits of local service, great rates, and people who care about what is best for you. Keep your money in your own backyard with Dakota Plains Credit Union. Come grow with us. Member NCUA.
There's nothing more important than your family's health and well-being. If you need a prescription filled, your hometown pharmacy, Edgley Pharmacy, is there for you. Serving Edgley, Cullum, and the surrounding area, you'll always find a friendly face at Edgley Pharmacy. Even though they love to see you in person, they also offer mail-out and delivery service as well. And as your hometown pharmacy, they throw their support out to our local athletes. Good luck in tonight's matchup from your friends and neighbors at Edgley Pharmacy.
.313 to go, first half of this Region 3 championship game. Winner moves to the state tournament. Hopefully that thing is played next weekend. 3:05 to go. We're not going to worry about that, though, because we've got a championship game here tonight. Hansen to Cale Mathern, into the corner for Mackey. Nice feed inside, and hopping his way to the lane, Chase Ensie in motion. Caught the ball, goes up with the layup, hits the layup. It's now 30-25. Edgley leads. Up top, Huizenga catches between the circles. Dribbles between the legs and fires left onto the wing for Kramer. Ball to the right wing now, Huizenga. Back to Kramer. Kramer dribbles, working against Madke. Spins it back out to Hake. Hake in the lane, fires to Jake Wagner. He's been quiet recently, playing with two fouls. 10 seconds to shoot. Wagner inside the lane, fires up a jumper, gets the roll. Jake Wagner was almost out of options there with 6 seconds to shoot, so he'll just take the mid-range J and connect to make it 30-27. Huber drives, blocking foul going against Huizenga. That's Jordan Huizenga's second with 2:15 to go in the first half. That's the team's sixth. So bonus coming up on the next foul. To the right elbow, Huber catch and shoot, good off the inbound. Alex Huber has 10 points, leading the way for Edgley-Cullum Montpelier. The Rebels push their lead back to 5. Huizenga cut off on the baseline, thrown up top to Rorick. Huizenga in the corner, now Hake in the post. Going over the much taller Ensie, missing the shot. Had a good look, actually, and just could not finish. Cale Mathern has it for EKM. Mathern looking to get it into Ensie. He does. Double team comes, knocked away from Ensie, and it's kept inbound. Nice play from Mac Kramer. Huizenga running the other way. Now Wagner looking up a three. Instead, he'll dribble into the paint, going with a tough off-balance runner. No good. Chase Ensie the board for EKM. Hansen the other way. Almost coast-to-coast. Fires out. Madke, three. Right side. No good. Rebound Wagner. 1:13 to go. It's Edgley-Cullum Montpelier 32, Strasburg-Zeeland 27. Huizenga into the front court along the Edgley bench. Huizenga up top. Huizenga into the lane, draws the foul, flips one in. I think they'll get the foul committed on the ground, and they will. Shot does not count. Fancy move from Huizenga to even get to the rim. Vandervoorst subs in for Strasburg, Zealand. Kramer inbounds just to the right of the hoop. 1:02 to play. Clippers trail by 5. Pass comes up top for Rorick. Jess Rorick. Dribbling around the three-point line. Now drives in. Ball comes back out to Wagner. 25 to shoot. Wagner to Kramer on the left wing. Kramer with a quick burst. Lays one underneath. Hank off the window. It's good. That started with Mack Kramer with that explosive burst. Gets a great assist. On the other end, Huber misses the layup, but a blocking foul called going against Strasburg Zealand. And that will be Hunter Hake picking up the foul. Team's seventh foul. This will be a two-shot trip for Huber. Huber hits the first. He's 2 of 2 tonight. I think he was 8 of 9 in the win on Tuesday. Pretty good at the free throw line as he goes 2 of 2 this time. And Edgley Cullen-Montpelier back up by 5. About a 2 second, maybe less than a 2 second differential between game and shot clock. 27 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Hake dribbles in through contact, a whistle, and a foul against Chase Ensi. Just the team's fifth foul. That's probably a wise foul. I'm not sure if Ensi deliberately tried to foul him, but it's going to work in his favor because sixth foul, excuse me, but still he had a foul to give and that could have led to an easy deuce. It is the second foul against Ensi. He'll sub out. Inbounding right baseline is Vandervoorst. 25 seconds to go. The shot clock is now off for the Clippers. Kramer up top to Rorick. No need to go fast here. Well, Rorick does. Fires to Hake. Now out, mid-range two, Vandervoorst off the mark, no good. Jake Wagner keeps it alive, tips it to Rorick, who navigates his way to the rim and finishes it off to make it a three-point game. 5 seconds to go. Mabke accelerates to the front court, swings left, off the catch, Nelson, a three, it's good! That was Jace Hansen knocks down the three. Boy, he was almost directly in front of the scorer's table. Maybe a step or two inside, but that was probably a 25-26 footer. Knocks it down, and it's 37-31. Edgley Cullen-Montpelier, what a way to end the half for the Rebels. Hansen finishes with 9, and Edgley leads by 6. Great game so far to decide this Region 3 Boys Basketball Tournament Championship. Winner heads to the state tournament next week. We are headed to halftime in a two-possession EKM lead. We'll send it to break. You're listening to Region 3 Boys Basketball Tournament action on Thunder Country 98.3 and on KDDR The Tornado.
There's nothing more important than your family's health and well-being. If you need a prescription filled, your hometown pharmacy, Edgley Pharmacy, is there for you. Serving Edgley, Cullum, and the surrounding area, you'll always find a friendly face at Edgley Pharmacy. Even though they love to see you in person, they also offer mail-out and delivery service as well. And as your hometown pharmacy, they throw their support out to our local athletes. Good luck in tonight's matchup from your friends and neighbors at Edgley Pharmacy.
Have you experienced the credit union advantage? If you'd like to experience better service, lower fees, higher deposit rates, and patronage dividends that the banks can't offer, take a look at Hometown Credit Union. Anyone who lives within a 75-mile radius of Cullum can become a member. Check with them for the best CD rates around and personal local service for ag, business, consumer, and residential loans. Online and mobile banking too at hcuonline.com. Hometown Credit Union in Cullum, Ashley, Hazleton, and Lincoln. Member NCUA.
At Bickett Insurance, we recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. We wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bickett Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 652-1775 today for all your insurance needs.
As the staff at Guard Dental Center focuses to provide dental care with the latest technology and techniques, the patients receive comfort and ease with every visit. Have you scheduled a checkup to see Dr. Gar? Find complete listing of all the Guard Dental Center services and offerings by going online to GarDental.com. That's GARRDental.com. Or call the Guard Dental Center at 652-2300. That's 652-2300. Smile with confidence. Contact Guard Dental Center of Carrington today. Proud community sponsor of the Carrington Cardinals and local community youth.
It is Edgley Cullen Montpelier on top of Strasburg Zeeland as we are at the break. Good first half. Back and forth that entire first quarter. We had 9 lead changes in the first quarter, and on that 9th one, Edgley Cullen Montpelier has built up this 6-point lead. The Edgley Cullen Montpelier Rebels, they shot 53.6% in that opening half on 15 of 28 from the floor. They were 4 of 11 from outside the three-point line, good enough for 36%. And attempting just 3 free throws, they hit them all. And all of those were Alex Huber. Huber was the leading scorer. He had 22 points. He is a perfect 4 of 4 from the field, including 1 three-pointer. He's got a couple of assists as well. 7 points for Jace Hansen, including that 3 at the buzzer before the half from 27 feet out. That was a shot from Jace Hansen to make this a 6-point game instead of a 3-point game. Hansen had 7. Jorgen Paulson had 6 off the bench. Chase Ensi had 4. For Strasburg Zeeland, the Clippers shot 54.5% from the floor. They were 12 of 22. They were 2 of 3 from three-point land, and they were 5 of 7 at the free throw line, 71% mark. Leading the way for the Clippers, it was Jordan Huizenga, finished with 8 points. He went 3 of 3 from the floor in that first half, had 3 rebounds and an assist as well. 7 points for Matt Kramer on 2 of 4 shooting. Kramer had 7, Hake had 6, Hunter Hake that is, and Jake Wagner had 6 as well. Again, 9 lead changes. All of them came in that first quarter. Edgley's largest lead of the half, 6 points, where it's standing at right now at 37-31. Edgley used a 10-3 run. That was their longest run in the first half. Strasburg's was just 3-0. And yet it's just a 6-point game. It seems like it'd be bigger if those were the two runs, but we had such a competitive first quarter, and not a whole lot separated these two clubs. We'll send it back to break. We'll have the second half ready for you of this Region 3 Boys Basketball Tournament Championship game. Winner onto the state tournament next weekend here from Jamestown.
Regional Agriculture counts on Central City Grain for buying grain and providing them with fertilizer, chemical, and seed. Central City Marketing and Processing provides up-to-date information on reports. Central City Grain and Central City Marketing and Processing, along with the Fezzeden Co-op, New Rockford Station, we send our pride and encouragement as you go for the win. Best of luck as you represent Carrington. Go get them.
Congratulations, Ellendale Boys Basketball, on another great season from your locally owned and operated private egg retailer, Agrimax. It's hard to believe year 5 of business is upon us. Here at Agrimax, they have many options to increase success in your fields, just as the Cardinals have done on the court. Thanks again for all your business. For any chemical, seed treatment, aerial application, or consulting, contact Matt or Eric at 701-349-AGRA. That's 701-349-2474.
Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Wimbledon, Cooperstown, Carrington, and Sutton is your full-time Senex shop. They offer great service and top-of-the-line products. Arrowwood Prairie Co-op is also your one-stop farm shop with a large convenience store, ag products, and their top-quality trusted mechanic shop. Stop in today to your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, where all your needs are met under one roof. Visit Arrowwood Prairie Co-op with locations in Wimbledon, Cooperstown, Carrington, and Sutton.
Ellendale Pharmacy, a pharmacy you know and a pharmacy you can trust. Jeff and his staff strive to provide their customers with the best service possible, offering free in-town delivery and mailouts, a wide variety of vitamins and all greeting cards under $2. Jeff will also make sure to find you the right drug plan for Medicare Part D. Ellendale Pharmacy strives to provide a variety of quality services. That's Ellendale Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Ellendale. Good luck, Cardinals!
Hi, I'm Steve Androsic.
I'm Terry Glant.
Insurance sales agents at Insure Forward in Valley City. Every sound financial plan includes reducing your exposure to risk. Your security, safety, and peace of mind matter to us. That's why we're committed to a high level of service to our clients.
We'll do more than just write up a policy. We'll make recommendations, educate you on what's available, and if unthinkable things happen and you need to file a claim, we'll be your advocate and provide local, caring service. Insure Forward is located at Bank Forward. Call us today at 845-1185 for an insurance proposal.
For tires you can trust, come see us at OK Tire.
The new KO2 just landed at your local BF Goodrich dealer. With technology designed to conquer the harshest terrain on earth, the KO2 is BF Goodrich's toughest all-terrain tire ever. And now that Baja-born toughness is ready for you. Whether you're at work or play, take on your toughest off-road challenges with confidence. The new BF Goodrich all-terrain TA KO2. Get yours today at your car care expert, OK Tire Store, 590 8th Street North, Carrington.
Eyes to a credit union. Hi, this is Carrie with First Community Credit Union. Do you have treadmill money? Do you go to work, pay the bills, and do it all over again? You don't have to be trapped at your financial institution with the same old boring routine. We can help you break free. Here at our credit union, you're a person, not just an account number. First Community Credit Union would like to wish the Oaks Tornadoes the best of luck in the District 5 basketball tournament, insured by NCUA.
Thirty-seven to 31, Edgley Columbine Pelier the halftime lead. Region 3 championship game will be decided over, possibly, over the next 16 minutes. Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday evening. A sour wine with you from the Jamestown Civic Center. In case you were wondering, Oaks defeated Ellendale in the third place game earlier tonight. That was, two-point victory for the Oaks Tornadoes. So they finish in third. And Ellendale fourth at the region tournament. We're about ready for half number two. Great crowd on hand here from Jamestown Civic Center. Final region game of the year. After tonight, let's see, we'll have what, 12 games left at next week's Class B state tournament? So take it in. No March Madness? Oh, you really have to take it in now. Savor every basketball minute. As we're back to play, and it's a quick turnover. Max Vandervoort lost it off his leg, and Edgley takes over. Just 7 seconds in, Rebels have the ball and a six-point lead. After the two teams jousted back and forth in that first quarter, EKM builds up the six-point lead as Huber has it right side. Up top for Madke. Now Hansen. Hit that three to end the first half. Gets it back. Up top, Alex Huber. Passing strong so far in this first possession for EKM. Mathern misses a jumper from the foul line, and it comes off to Vandervoort. Jake Wagner left side. Fakes a three. Good job by Hansen to keep his ground in front of him. Vandervoort receives a handoff. Vandervoort slices to the rim. Misses a tough layup, but he's fouled, and he'll head to the line for a couple. It's going to be Chase Ensie picking up the foul, and that's number three. And that'll remove Ensie from the game, and Jorgen Paulson is going to take his spot after this free throw, which is missed by Vandervoort. Paulson checks in. He's got 4 points. Excuse me, he's got 6 points. First free throw, no good for Vandervoort. Second, no good as well. He missed them both. And Cale Mathern the rebound for Edgley. 7:11 to go, third quarter. It's Edgley 37, Strasburg Zeeland 31. Catching left side is Hansen. Up top, Paulson. Huber a couple steps off the three-point line. Feeds into the corner for Matke. Cale Mather now left of the circle. 13 to shoot. Another pass-heavy possession that'll end in another Mather jumper off the mark again. And Hunter Hake has the rebound. Wagner now. Wagner spins to the rim, hangs and floats and hits one off the window. Jake Wagner with 8 points, tying a team high with Jordan Huizenga, and the lead is down to four for Edgley Cullen Montpelier. 6:27 to go, third quarter. Trying to get it into Huber. Instead, the ball reverses to the other side where Jorgen Paulson pops a three, too strong. Rebound wrestled away by Matt Kramer. Huizenga threads one between a couple different defenders. Pass somehow gets knocked out to Wagner, who spins his way in. Double team comes. Kicks out to Kramer. Three on the way, no good. I think Strasburg was lucky to even get a shot off on that possession. Could have been two turnovers. And Edgley is going to call a quick timeout. 5:59 to go, third quarter. It is Edgley Cullen Montpelier 37, Strasburg Zeeland 33. You're listening to the Region 3 Boys Basketball Tournament Championship on Thunder 98.3 and on KDDR, the Tornado.
Do you have prescription pain medication in your home? Here are three simple steps you can take to keep your loved ones safe. Lock your meds, secure and out of sight. Monitor your meds. Take only as directed and never share. Find a local take-back location to drop off any unused meds. Your prescription drugs are only for you as prescribed. Protect yourself and those around you. Learn more at takeback.nd.gov.
Hey everybody, it's Courtney here at Bassett Motors. Right now we have a large selection of Buicks in stock, the official SUV of March Madness. Take advantage of a $4,000 rebate on a 2020 Buick Enclave. Plus, current eligible non-GM owners get a sweet $1,600 purchase allowance. Also here at Bassett Motors, we receive a $500 cash discount on a protection plan when you finance with us. Interest rates as low as 3.8% on pre-owned units. Find us here just south of the overpass on 281 in Carrington, or visit us online at BassettMotors.com. Call us today at 701-652-2955.
.552 to go, Rebels the ball, lob up top, Paulson, oh, they were going for an alley-oop, but the pass hit the rim, and Paulson could never get it, and it's taken out by Strasburg Zeeland. Into the near side corner, Vandervoorst, Kramer now. Kramer has it, right side. Kramer probing, gets it to the line, free throw line now, and he throws it away. Race for the ball. It's just pinballing and finally going to be grabbed by Madke lying on his back. Madke started that play and he finishes it off by actually hanging on to it. Nobody really wanted it there for a second. Huber catches deep. Huber turns, misses the layup. He tips one. Back to Jorgen Paulson, who leans in with the right hand. It's good. That's Edgley's first basket almost 3 minutes into this third quarter. Now 39-33, Edgley Cullen Montpelier. Huizenga up top, pick and roll, pass too strong, bodies collide. Huber and Vandervoorst knocked to the ground. Vandervoorst very slow to get up. Edgley running with it the other way as Vandervoorst does come back into the play. Cale Mather, baseline jumper, good. Boy, that looked like a hard collision. Vandervoorst, like I said, he was slow to get up. Good to see him actually back, but that was probably, and he didn't really, I don't think he was looking for it either. He just got popped, and now a blocking foul going against Jorgen Paulson. 41-33, Edgley Cullen Montpelier the lead, 4:27 to go, third quarter. This now is the biggest lead of the game at 8 points. Inbounding left baseline is Huizenga. Huizenga tosses up top for Rorick. Rorick working against Hansen, lost his dribble, picks it up off the ground, and now gets it to Jake Wagner up top. Wagner for Kramer, 25 to shoot. Kramer bounces to the Jamestown U, where Huizenga drives in. Nice find to an open Hunter Hake. And Hake, an easy layup, cuts the deficit back to 6, 41-35, 4:04 to play in quarter number 3. Between the circles, into the corner. Now it's Jorgen Paulsen. Up top, Hansen, give it a lot of room. Taking a three and knocking down that three. Hansen, his second three. After missing his first four, he's now hit two consecutive. And it's 44-35. Kramer looking for the answer. No good, off the window. Bank was not open this time around. Ball falls off to Edgley, and they can take a double-digit lead with a make. Mathern catches up top. Into the post, Huber through two defenders, a whistle, and Huber heads to the line. 44-35. And that three on the other end by Kramer, I think that he was just trying to answer quickly and probably wasn't the best look they could have come up with. Huber hits the free throw. He's a 4-of-4 clip right now at the line. Huber's got 13, make it 14, and he's still perfect at the line. Along the near sideline, Huizenga cut off on the baseline, looking to get it out, and does. Now Jake Wagner. Wagner dribbles. Kramer looking for a three. This time he gets it. Kramer's third three. Timeout taken by Coach Klein and Strasburg Zeeland. 46-38. Edgley Cullen Montpelier the lead. 3:09 to go. We'll take a break.
Chilling in your car is not cool. So get the most advanced AstroStart available from Ost Distributing. Steve is installing the new digital DS4 with the 2625 remotes. Prices vary depending on installation, but most are in the 450 range. This two-way gives you up to a mile in range. You can still get the reliable analog version too, starting at 415 installed. With free pickup and delivery in the Jamestown and Edgley areas, call 701-685-2660 today. Check out their hydrographics too.
We can't always expect the unexpected, but with Agra Valley Insurance, you can get protected. Let Mark Cleaver, Holly Braun, and Susan Nagosik at Agra Valley Insurance help you choose the best coverage for your home, farm, auto, and crop insurance needs. Give them a call today at 883-5422, because you never know when you'll need insurance. You can protect yourself with Agra Valley Insurance in the Bank North Mall, Lemoore. Wishing good luck to all the area players.
Coming off the Strasburg Zeeland timeout, Clippers trailing by 8, 46-38. 3:09 to play. And we're back to play. 3:05. Mathern at the half-court line as they break this full-court press into Huber. Catches deep. Huber surrounded by two different jerseys. It's too lanky. Just goes up and lays one in. The help was just a tad late. Still a good contest by Wagner, but Huber just a little better that time around. Makes it 48-38, 2:44 to go. Kramer, top of the key. They're trying to lob it into Wagner, but he's being shut down right now by Madke. Ball comes out to Kramer. Left of the circle, and now Wagner will come out to take the handoff. Jake Wagner with 9. Spins his way into the lane. Floats one home. No good. Falls off the front, but a foul issued. And that'll go against Edgley's Dalton Madke. 2:28 to go. Wagner to the line. Wagner hits his first. That's his first of the night as well. As Adam Nitschke subs in for Edgley Cullen Montpelier, he'll take the spot of Jace Hansen. Second free throw rattles in. So some news regarding the Class A state tournament. We'll have to get to that sometime too, and obviously it's with the coronavirus, but we'll get to that in just a bit as Edgley breaks the full court press again. Dalton Madke has it. Madke between the circles, Nitschke now in front of his own bench. Back to Madke, now left wing for Cale Mathern. Fakes the pass inside, comes up top once again as they just work around this three-point line against the zone. Trying to get a good look, and they tried to thread the needle to Huber, and it's broken up and turned over. Jake Wagner the ball into the front court. Skips one right side for Kramer. Kramer into the post, caught by Hake. Hake a couple dribbles, trying to muscle his way past Huber, who comes up with a block, and Edgley the ball. Cale Mathern. Nitschke back to Mathern. Just inside the arc. Jumper off the mark, no good. Hunter Hake the rebound. Hake, a leaping throw to Hunter Hake. Huizenga to Hake. Back to Hake. Hake with a basket. Hunter Hake hits it after giving it up to Jess Rorick. Rorick with a beautiful pass. And the layup is good. So Edgley 48. Strasburg now 42. Coming up on 118 to play. Cale Mathern, right angle to the free throw line. Stops. The defense sags off him, so he hits the jumper. It's good. Mathern from the foul line. Ball rolls away from the baseline, so the official will blow his whistle to stop the clock. 1:10 to go. Lead back to 8 for the Edgley Rebels. And it is Kramer walking into the front court for Strasburg Zeeland. Kramer up top, hands off Wagner. Wagner down the line, stops, gets it back to Kramer. Kramer out for a three-pointer, misses short, no good. Nice rebound, Hake. Spins, goes up with it, and too strong on the layup. Rebound to Paulson and EKM. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Nitschke to Madke, back to Nitschke. Nitschke inside Huber, quick turn, and he fires one off the window. It's good. Huber from 12 feet out knocks it down. It's a 52-42 Edgley Cullen Montpelier lead. Shot clock is off. 23 seconds to go, quarter number three. Hunter Hake down the lane, blocked at the rim by Nitschke. Out of bounds. It stays with Strasburg, though. That was Madke, who was pinned along the baseline and could not keep his balance and eventually lost the ball and himself out of bounds. Inbounding right baseline, that's Jordan Huizenga. Clippers have 16.7 seconds to work with. Huizenga into the corner for Kramer. Kramer with a screen to his left, moves to his left, and the ball comes up to Wagner, left of the circle. 7 to shoot. Wagner stepping back, thought about a 3, gives it away now to Rorick. Rorick, pull-up jumper, no. Tip back at the buzzer, no good either for Huizenga. And we head to the fourth quarter. Edgley Cullen Montpelier 8 minutes away from a trip to the state tournament. They lead 52-42. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Region 3 Boys Basketball on Thunder Country 98.3 and on the Tornado.
It's so cold outside and your car is oh so warm. Terrace Thrifty White has a drive-up window so you can stop and pick up all your healthcare needs without leaving the warmth of your car. Prescriptions, over-the-counter cough and cold, vitamins, first aid, and plenty more. Don't worry about slipping on the ice and stay warm in your car by using the drive-up window at Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy, 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
As you're getting or planning equipment ready for next spring, don't forget about Gramlow LTD of Fullerton. They can help you get your meters ready, providing you with new opener blades to make sure your seed trench is cut perfectly. Upgrade your fertilizer system and get your track set to eliminate your pinch row compaction. Give the guys at Gramlow LTD in Fullerton a call today, 375-6330, or visit their website, gramlowltd.com. Gramlow LTD, helping growers get the most out of their corn planting equipment.
Edgley Cullen Montpelier the lead. Headed to the final frame. Rebels looking to hang on to this lead and go to the state tournament next weekend. Ace Sauerwein with you from Jamestown Civic Center. We're back underway. In the corner, it's Jorgen Paulson as Edgley starts with the ball to begin this final frame. Paxton Mathern, rather, with a head fake and a dribble. Bounces to Paulson. Now Hansen. Hansen with a great feed. Huber dribbles underneath the basket. Reverse layup good for Alex Huber. Boy, Alex Huber, what is he up to now? About 20 points, somewhere in there. 7:30 to go, and Edgley has its biggest lead at 12. Wagner hops his way and now steps his way to the lane, and the finish with the right hand is good. In the backcourt, Paulson picks up the dribble, and Nitschke now in the front court hands off for a trailing Jace Hansen. 7:10 to go. Hansen to the baseline. Whips one to the corner. Mathern up top to Nitschke. The three. No good. Back rim. Offensive rebound. Huber. Put back. No, but a foul drawn. Excellent work from Alex Huber. He'll head to the line where he has been perfect tonight. They get the foul going against Jordan Huizenga. Number three against him. So some news regarding the Class A state tournament going on right now at the Shack. It was open to the public, really no changes on this first day. However, there is going to be a change going into Friday and Saturday. It's going to be limited attendance, according to the NDHSAA's Twitter page. As, oh boy, the second free throw was missed by Huber. Wagner probably should have got called for a foul. And the ball goes out of bounds and stays with Strasburg Zealand. So if you're going to the Class A state tournament, you might not be able to get in. It sounds like they're limiting access, and that is the result of this nationwide threat from coronavirus. No March Madness, no NBA. Basketball is just taking a brutal beating right now. 6:47 to go here, though. We're still playing for this championship as the runner off the right side, Kramer, gets the friendly drop, and it's now 55-46. Edgley Columbine Peelier the lead, 6:36 to go. Alex Huber on the left wing has had a magnificent night. He's got at least, I think he's up to 21 now. Directing traffic is Jace Hansen. 16 seconds to shoot. Paxton Mathern left of the circle to Nitschke in the corner. Around the perimeter, just trying to look for a pass to get something going against the zone. Nitschke left open in the wing. He'll dribble in. Could have had a jumper. Instead, passes out to Paxton Mathern, who misses the three. Skying in for the offensive rebound was Paulson. And a new look and a new shot clock for the Rebels. 6 minutes to play. Edgley 55, Strasburg 46, Region 3 championship. Catching in the block, it's Paulson. Kicks out. Extra pass at the corner. Paxton Mathern will hold on to the ball as a good closeout. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Matt Kramer. He was the one who closed and disrupted that pass. Cale Mathern and Dalton Madke back in with 18 to shoot. And Madke catches it off the inbound. Nitschke right of the circle, trying to get it to Huber instead into the corner for Mathern. Back to Nitschke. They're just going to keep looking to get Huber in the post as now Huber moves across the paint, catches in the left post, throws it up top. Open three. Nitschke got it. Big shot for Adam Nitschke. It's a 58-46 Edgley Cullen Montpelier lead. 5:30 to play, fourth quarter. Wagner. Guarded by Mathern, drives, kicks, left wing three, airballed by Kramer, and it's grabbed by Nitschke. Rebels can really put some pressure on here. Nitschke feeds one out to the corner, comes left wing. Madke pass up an open look, and Mathern's jumper deflected, but Huber, an offensive rebound, stepped down the line on his way to the rim. 5:04 to go, ball back to Strasburg Zealand, trailing by 12. Kramer and now Huizenga into the front court. 5 minutes to go. Huizenga to the elbow for Hake, feeds Wagner. He was a little too far underneath the basket, went up with it. It was partially blocked and hit the bottom of the rim. Nitschke the other way. Nitschke stops. Mathern now. Mathern stripped to the ball. It goes out of bounds off of Mathern's leg, and the ball back to Strasburg Zealand. Chase Ensie subs back in for Adam Nitschke, who just hit that big three moments ago. And we'll get a timeout taken by Strasburg Zealand. 58-46. Strasburg Zealand needs to start putting something together soon. They trail by 12 with 4:41 left to go.
Everyone at James Valley Grain would like to congratulate the Tornado basketball teams on successful seasons and best of luck in the tournaments. We encourage all players to remember that it takes a team to achieve success, and success takes dedication. Here at James Valley Grain, our team strives every day to be the best grain handling facility with the most dedicated staff, providing you, the owner, the best of service. Give us a call at one of our three locations, James Valley Grain of Berlin, Oaks, and Verona. We are here for you.
Locally owned and operated, Elite Ag Solutions provides the best Pioneer products like corn, soybean, sunflower, canola, and sorghum sungrass seed to our local farmers, along with chemical, fertilizer, and equipment rental. They can even do custom tillage jobs, and being local means they're extremely proud of their local student-athletes and the hard work they put in to get where they are today. Great luck to the Kidder County Wolves in your Region 3 tournament journey from your local cheerleaders at Elite Ag Solutions of Dawson.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Here we go, here we go.
4:41 to go, final quarter. Strasburg, the ball needing to mount a comeback soon. Down 12, 4:38 to go now into the front court. Wagner has it up top. Wagner going to go to work. Backing in against Mathern. Wagner gets to the rim. Boy, he was hit by three different guys, and he'll draw the foul. Putback was good after the whistle. Will not count. Chase Ensie picks up number four as he checked right back into the game. Picks up that fourth. And Wagner now will shoot a pair. First one is good. 13 points for Jake Wagner. And now Alex Huber subs in for Chase Ensie. 4:30 to play. And it's a 2-for-2 trip for Jake Wagner. Lead back to 10. Madke avoids all the Clippers defenders, gets it into the backcourt. Mathern has it left circle. Mathern skips one. Extra pass goes into the corner. Now Paulson's pass deflected, and Huber trying to juggle it to himself. Knocks it out of bounds, and Strasburg-Zeeland has the ball with 4:11 to go. 58-48, Edgley the lead. A bucket here will get it back to single digits. Vandervoorst slowing things down now. It's Hunter Haake, or excuse me, Jake Wagner. Back to Vandervoorst in the corner. Vandervoorst to the baseline for Haake. Huizenga in the lane. Boy, he was trapped, but a nice pass to Vandervoorst. Vandervoorst saw him in trouble. Vandervoorst came gliding to the rim. He catches and lays it in for two. It's now 58-50. Edgley the lead. Left wing, Madke to Mathern on the baseline. Mathern bounces in. Nice catch, Huber. Goes through the defense. No foul, and he misses. Here comes Wagner racing the other way. Wagner to Vandervoorst. And now Strasburg will slow things down and reset. Half-court offense. 3:22. Wagner, a three. No good. Forced one there, but an offensive rebound kept alive by Kramer. Kramer to Huizenga. Huizenga now has to try and keep it in, and a timeout taken on the other side of the floor by Strasburg-Zeeland. 3:14 to go. It's Edgley 58, Strasburg 50. We'll send it to break. You're listening to Region 3 Boys Basketball Tournament coverage on Thunder 98.3 and on KDDR.
Live life without limits. At Advanced Physical Therapy, you'll receive the highest quality of care in a safe and friendly environment. The goal is to help patients return to optimal function. They can treat a wide variety of orthopedic and neuromuscular impairments right here in Steele. Their aim is to maximize your successful rehabilitation to help you achieve your individual goals. We wish the greatest of luck to the Wolves. We're cheering you on at Advanced Physical Therapy of Steele, the official sports medicine provider for Kidder County High School Athletics.
So Strasburg using that timeout to keep his possession alive with the ball. Kramer right of the circle. 3:08 to play. Kramer down the lane. Nice find underneath. The floater is good for Hunter Haake. It's a two-possession game. 58-52, exactly 3 minutes to go. Can Strasburg come up with another defensive stand? Nitschke now onto the left wing for Hansen. Hansen skips one to Madke. And they're not letting Huber catch this ball. There's about three different purple jerseys around him in the zone. Pass comes to the left side. Wagner jumps in front of it. And Cale Mathern trying to go for it. He commits the foul. That's going to be the team's sixth with 2:36 to go. So a turnover for Edgley. Strasburg's got the ball, trailing by six, 2:36 to play. Here comes Huizenga. Huizenga takes a block and an offensive foul. It's a charge drawn by Madke. Boy, I don't know. It looked like he actually got bumped into the charge. He was trying to Eurostep his way through the defense, and I think the first defender, the on-ball defender, I think it was Mathern, it looks like he gave him a shot first into the other defender, Madke, who took the charge. Ball goes out of bounds, knocked out by Strasburg on the inbound. Another timeout. 2:30 to play, 58-52. We're going to keep it right here. Final 2.5 minutes, Rebels up by 6. Edgley Cullum Montpelier has led since the end of the first quarter. They took a 9-8 lead. And since then, they have been on top. And this is the closest Strasburg-Zeeland has now been for a while, probably since early in the second quarter. Trailing by 6 as it stands right now with 2:30 to go. Winner to the state tournament, that'll be played, hopefully played next weekend. That last timeout taken by Edgley Cullum Montpelier. Each team, Edgley has 3 timeouts left, Strasburg with 2. They're gonna, actually that last foul committed by Edgley when Cale Mathern collided into Wagner, that was just the team's 4th. No, 5th, excuse me. I thought it was, they had 6 up there on the scoreboard and then they must have subtracted one. Must have added a couple or something. That was the team's 5th. That last foul against Strasburg-Zeeland was Jordan Huizenga's 4th. So something to keep your eye on for the last 2:30. All right, we're back to play. Coming off the Edgley timeout, it's Mathern to Hansen to Huber, and they break the press. Madke on the left wing. Ball goes to the right side now. Mathern gets by one defender. Help comes. Pass comes up top again. Ball works its way to the left baseline for Huber. Huber launches the pass up to the right circle, or right of the circle, rather, for Hansen. Hansen to Madke. 5 to shoot to Huber. He'll pull in. Connect on the baseline. Alex Huber knocks down a big one. It's an 8-point lead with 1:52 to go. Up top. Huizenga moves into the free throw line. Now Wagner. Wagner out for 3. Missed front rim. Rebound kept alive by Hake. Near side Wagner going to back his way in. Fire out right wing 3. Kramer in and out. Oh, that thing bounced out, it seemed like, twice. Oh, that would have been huge. Could have cut it to 5. Instead, it stays at an 8-point lead. 1:26 to go. Edgley going to burn some clock here. Huber has it top of the key. 20 seconds to shoot. They can realistically get this down to about a minute. Instead, Nitschke underneath missed the reverse layup. And now a foul going the other way against Edgley. That's the team's 6th. That's going to be Mathern, just his 2nd. 1:10 to go, 8-point lead. Kramer just missed that 3 moments ago. He'll step back and take another. Missed it, back rim. He's on target, just a little too much behind it. Coach Klein coming up and saying, foul, foul. You don't want to foul that guy, though. It was Alex Huber. I know you sometimes don't have the luxury to pick who you want to foul, but down 8 with a minute to go. Although I guess that is only the team's 4th, so it doesn't matter who you foul at this moment. You got to foul quickly because you're going to need to extend this game. Pass nearly turned over. Nitschke may have lost it out of bounds. He did. Hake went for the steal. He bumped into Nitschke. Coach Strobel had his arms out and said, come on, that's not a foul. And Nitschke just lost it out of bounds. So Strasburg keeps the ball. Wagner drives, kicks, 3 ball, right side, missed front rim. Offensive rebound for Hake. Out to Kramer. He'll pop for 3. Airballed it as he forced one. 43 seconds to go. Hansen into the front court. Keeps the ball and is hugged and fouled near the Jamestown U. That'll be the team's 5th. Boy, Strasburg, they had their chances. The steal, or the turnover rather, against Edgley. A couple looks off the offensive rebound. And now a timeout taken by Edgley. The Rebels fan base, they can feel it. Up 8, 41 and a half seconds to go. We'll send it to break.
Hugo's Family Marketplace is Jamestown's hometown grocer. Looking for the freshest ground beef and perfectly cut steaks? Hugo's has it. On the search for your favorite fruits? Hugo's has it. What about milk, yogurt, butter, and eggs? Hugo's has it. Hugo's has everything you need at Hugo's low prices. Every department at every aisle featuring sale items. Who loves to cheer on local sports teams? Is filled with sports pride and spirit? Hugo's has it. Hugo's Family Marketplace, downtown Jamestown.
Hugs. That's how I help prevent underage drinking. My son knows I support him.
Rules. Rules with real consequences.
Compliments. I want my daughter to feel confident enough to say no.
There is a solution to underage drinking. You. Giving your child...
Coming back to play here. Foul committed. That is the team's sixth. With 39.1 seconds left, slowing the game down. Clippers looking for a steal here. And again, foul anybody but Huber. That's my advice for you right now. I'm sure they'll try and get into Huber. They get it to Mathern, and Mathern finally fouled. 35.9 seconds left. Mathern may have had a bit of a push there at the end. Some oohs and ahs, possibly wanting a foul. And now at the line is Cale Mathern. Mathern's got a 1-1 with his team up 8 and 35.9 seconds away from a tournament, state tournament appearance. Mathern, the front end. Good. Before that, Huber was the only one that has attempted a free throw. Between Huber and now Mathern's one, they're perfect so far. Until then, Mathern's second one is a miss. 61-52, 32 seconds to go. Wagner brings it up the floor, got to move quick. Wagner will pull for a three, no good. Rebound, Nitschke. Nitschke fouled with 25.3 seconds left, and he'll head to the line for a 1-1. Time may be running out, just a 9-point lead with 25 seconds to go. Heck, if Nitschke can get one here, that might do it. If the grave hasn't already been dug for Strasburg Zeeland. At the line, Nitschke, front end, left it short, no good. Rebound to Hake. Huizenga has it, 22-21. Huizenga sprints up the floor, a three dead on, missed it short. Offensive rebound, Hake, gets it out Kramer, mid-range two, misses that one. Huber the rebound, Huber's fouled, 11.7 seconds left, and Edgley Cullum Montpelier, they're going to be on their way to the state tournament next weekend. The Rebels were knocked off on the second day of the district tournament. They were the 3 seed coming into the region tournament. And as the 3 seed out of District 5, they are going to move on to the state tournament. Huber hits the free throw. It is a 10-point lead. Huber's second. Good. Alex Huber, a perfect night at the line. The ball is rolled in with 11.7. Kramer into the front court. Kramer does not take the three. Into the corner. The three is taken and connected with by Jess Rorick. But with 1-0, that will do it. Edgley Cullum Montpelier storming the court. They're headed to the state tournament. They win 63-55. Streamers flying around. The Rebels are state tournament bound. An 8-point victory for Edgley Cullum Montpelier. And they will be the representative out of Region 3. We'll send it to break. We'll have this one wrapped up for you on the other side as we'll go over the final scoring numbers here tonight. 63-55, the rims are being lowered. Edgley Cullum Montpelier will be able to cut that net down as they win the Region 3 Boys Basketball Tournament.
Hugs. That's how I help prevent underage drinking. My son knows I support him.
Rules. Rules with real consequences.
Compliments. I want my daughter to feel confident enough to say no.
There is a solution to underage drinking. You. Giving your child love, boundaries, confidence, And above all, guidance, early and often. Learn how you can prevent underage drinking at parentslead.org.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. While you wait for your prescriptions, browse through the store and check out their great selection of jewelry, picture frames, and get your Russell Stover Easter candy for your Easter baskets. Oaks Family Pharmacy also offers free in-town delivery. Visit Oaks Family Pharmacy at 422 Main Avenue in Oaks and experience the quality difference in your care today.
Do you want access to five-star Medicare plans, the highest-rated plans from the federal government? Call Jim Simmers with Simmers Agency, and he can get you into that Medicare plan you've been waiting for. Year-round enrollment, low affordable premiums, and an equally low out-of-pocket maximum makes these plans the ones you want to get into. Jim can also show you the plans that cover chiropractic and acupuncture, along with gym memberships, worldwide coverage, and never any guesswork as to what you're covered for. Call Jim today with Simmers Agency at 220-3251.
B&B Seed Farm has been producing certified seed in the friendly town of Judd since 1980. Blaine and Blake raise their own test plots for the best varieties at very competitive prices. They have a convenient 70-foot scale on site, offer seed treatment services, and they carry several varieties of spring wheat, barley, and conventional beans, all tested and approved by the NDSSD. Remember, North Dakota certified seed doesn't cost, it pays. Call B&B Seed Farm at 685-2263 or 320-6038.
Well, a new logo for the Edgecombe Montpelier Rebels. That may have been what needed to get the Rebels over the hump and get them to the state tournament. EKM knocks off Strasburg Zeeland 63-55. Let's go over the final scoring numbers here from Jamestown Civic Center. The Rebels shot 51.1% from the floor en route to their 8-point victory. They were 6 of 16 from outside the 3-point line and 9 of 11 at the free throw line. Huber missed one, but outside of that, he was 8 of 9. Yeah, pretty good clip for Alex Huber, who was the leading scorer. He had 25 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and he had 8 fouls drawn against him. That ain't too shabby. 12 points for Jace Hansen, 4 rebounds for him, and then 7 points for Cale Mather. Strasburg Zeeland, they shot 42% from the floor, 23.5% from three-point land, and they were 69% at the line, 9 of 13 from the foul line. Their leading scorer, it was Jake Wagner. He had 14 points and 5 rebounds. Then it was 12 points for Hunter Hake and Matt Kramer. 8 points then for Jordan Heizenga. 63-55, the Edgley-Cullum Montpelier Rebels win, and they will be moving on to the state tournament next weekend. Again, hopefully it'll be played. Class A just had their state tournament at least affected. They will still carry the tournament the next 2 days, but it will be a limited audience, so we'll just keep you up to date on newsdakota.com on if anything changes with the B, with the Class State B tournament next weekend. Well, we will also have the All-Region team for you on our post-game article coming up later tonight on newsdakota.com, Coach of the Year and Athlete of the Year as well. But from Jamestown Civic Center, that's going to do it for our Region 3 championship game. Final score, once again, Edgley-Cullum Montpelier wins, and they will head to the state tournament as they knock off Strasburg Zeeland 63-55. Signing off from Jamestown, this is Ace Sauerwein saying have a great rest of your Thursday evening, and so long from Jamestown Civic Center.
Representatives from the Region 3 runner-up, Strasburg Zeeland Clippers, please come forward.